Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening. I tried to turn down the music a little bit. I had some feedback that it was just too loud in the beginning. So if that is good, or if you'd like the music up and you like to get rocking and pumping before we talk about business topics, shoot me an email. Let me know. That'd be really helpful for me to get some feedback on that. And then we can get that sound right. So today I want to talk about prices. And I don't know if there is any more of a theoretical and at the same time practical subject in business, maybe at all in any topic, but it's very theoretical, but it's also very practical. And it's also one of the most challenging things to do in business is to set prices correctly and accurately. And I came up with the idea because, or I thought about this topic, came up with the idea of prices. Prices have been around forever. I came up with this topic or decided to talk about it today because I was looking at manufacturing of cars and for the third quarter in revenue, and they were talking about Tesla and how Tesla Model 3s had more revenue for that model than any other car. It beat Camry, it beat Accord, it beat Civic, and all that stuff. And that's really interesting for me because prices has a big implication into revenue, obviously, because that determines how much revenue you get per car. But there's more to it. There's more to prices than just revenue. You got to think about profit and cost and positioning, all this stuff. So we're going to get into that today. While I was thinking about this, it took me back to my MBA economic days. And I was thinking about one of my favorite professors. He gave me one of these books, and I'm bringing this up because I had somebody, a listener, email me and ask me for some book recommendations, and I didn't include this one. It slipped my mind, and it was really helpful for me. And this book is great for anyone in a strategic position. So that's if you're starting a business, thinking about starting a business, have your own small business, if you're running a division or you're a CEO, whatever it is. This is a great book, and it's by Michael Porter. As you can see by the red, I don't have the cover anymore. It's kind of older. It's from Harvard Press, Harvard Business Press. And it's a book called On Competition. And yeah, you guessed it. It's about competition. And so parts of the book are titled Competition and Strategy, and it talks about the core concepts. The competitiveness of locations. Very applicable if you live on an island like me, or a lot of you I know are in Idaho, some in Moscow, Idaho, in the middle of nowhere. And, no hating, just making an observation. So there's some strategic things you need to think about being in these locations, and there's a lot that goes into locations, so that would be really helpful for you. And then part three is competitive solutions to societal problems. You could probably skip that. And then also then goes into philanthropy, corporate social responsibility. I usually skip that stuff too. But then the last part is strategy and leadership, which is another good part. So read, get the book, read parts 1, 2, and 5. I would really recommend. It's a great book. I got a lot out of this. Yeah, I think you will really enjoy it. Let me know how you like it. You could reach out to me on all the social media sites except some of the crazy young kid ones like Snapchat, and don't even want to go there. You can find me on How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Go over to Cross Politic, become a member, come support us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you caught yesterday's show, you know how important it is to have people speaking truth and fighting against the philosophies of man and where people are claiming the lordship of someone else besides Jesus Christ. So come be part of what we're doing. You get to join us. Just like you are giving to missionaries overseas who are proclaiming the gospel, you could partner with us in a similar way, except it's not tax deductible because we're not a 501c3, which maybe is another good business show for us to talk about. All right, so I want to get into this. And first, for us to understand prices, and specifically, I want to talk about how to set prices for your business, for your product, and where should you be. We need to understand the theory behind prices and why it's so important. And this is kind of goes into economics. I'm going to be very surface level, high level, so it won't be boring. It's not going to be super complex. And I want to take us to looking at the supply and demand curves. So if you want to Google that and take a look, you'll probably see a bunch of different types because it is a core basic fundamental understanding, a building block of all of economics. But just look for one that just has one demand curve that goes down and then a supply curve that goes up and nothing else. And that is kind of what we're going to review today. So the thing that this really teaches us is an understanding that prices impact things. And it really impacts three things, and I want to talk about those today. One, it impacts demand for a product. If you are looking at that curve, the top, the y-axis is price, and the x-axis, that is horizontal, I always get this mixed up, the horizon, horizontal axis is quantity. And the idea is that when price is high, demand for that product is going to be low. Less people are going to want to buy a Lamborghini than a Toyota Camry or in the quarter three, a Model 3 Tesla. The lower the price, the farther down you go on that curve, the more people are going to demand that product because of what makes demand. Now, bonus points for you students of business and economics. What two things do you need for demand to exist? Okay, that's a dramatic pause. The two things that need to exist for demand to be there is one, the willingness to buy, and two, the ability to. And that is why as price goes down, if you have a good product, demand is going to increase because the lower the price, the more ability a larger group of people are going to have. And you need to understand that fundamental idea when you're thinking about a product, where to position the product. Is it going to be a high-end product, a low-end product? And also something we're going to talk about at the end of the show, that is the fundamental thing that you should be going after when you're setting prices, and it's not revenue. I bet I got some of you really like perking your ears up on that one. Yeah, thing you should be striving for when you're setting prices is not revenue. So we'll get to that in a second. So that is what drives demand, is the willingness to buy and the ability to buy. And so that's what that demand line from the top to the bottom is showing you, that as prices increase or decrease, it's going to change the demand for your product. Secondly, that second curve, which is a straight line that goes up, and I remember that when I'm drawing it because demand goes down and supply goes up. I know that's stupid, I'm sorry. My wife hates my corny jokes. So as that supply is going up, which means that when the prices are lower, suppliers are less likely to build the product. As prices go higher, there's gonna be more suppliers willing to provide and supply that product. And what happens is where that point intersects, and usually just in a straightforward supply and demand curve, there it's just an X, and where that X meets is the theoretical equilibrium. And the idea is there is a specific perfect place when competition is perfect, when there is the optimal competitive nature where prices are going to be attracted to that point. Now, I'm just going to say this and just get a little deeper. And again, I'm not going to go too deep, but the idea of the supply and demand curve is the study of prices. Now, there's different things, and as you go on into your chapter in economics, you'll notice that there's things that can shift demand, the curve up and down itself, not going up and down the curves, but moving the curve altogether. And that's for another topic. But basically, I just want us to get and understand that prices changes behavior, and it changes behavior in three ways. One, that we just talked about, it changes demand, that as prices go up, demand is going to go down, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. And we'll get to that in a second. Two, that it impacts suppliers. The higher the prices, the more people are willing to supply. And this is important, I'll just touch on this briefly, is because the higher prices you charge, which is going to raise the price of the market price, the more, and if you're successful, I should say, the higher premiums you have, the more money you're making is going to cause more entrance into the market. So if you are in a business where you are by yourself, that you are making money hand over fist, you should be expecting and be preparing for and strategizing for new entrants into the market. That means competitors, new people coming in to compete for that pie that you are making. When that pie tastes good, more people want it. If it's a nasty like rhubarb pie and you're barely skimping by, less people are going to be interested in going into your space. So price impacts demand, the supply, and it also does something, and this is kind of separate from the supply and demand curve, so step out of that for a second. You can close your Google Chrome browser. It impacts the perception of value. Price impacts the perception of value. Now, price doesn't impact value. That's different. We assume that prices that are higher indicate the product is of higher value, but that is not always the case. A specific example I can give you of this is art. I was consulting for a friend, maybe we'll have that person on. When they started out, they didn't really charge what they should charge for the work they did. They were actually losing money on each piece. They were struggling to get sales, so they were reluctant to raise prices because people weren't buying as many as they should have. And I was working with her and we looked and compared other people that had similar types of art in the location. And we found that the issue was that her prices were too low. And what was happening is people were perceiving her art as not being valuable enough to buy. So she actually raised her prices 10x, 10 times. So if she was selling it for $100, she's now selling that piece for $1,000. And her sales skyrocketed because the price that she was now selling her products for was giving the people the perception that her art was extremely valuable. But her art was no more valuable than it was when it was cheaper. It was just a great buy if you like those types of pieces. So price doesn't always indicate value, but it's a perception of value. And that's important because part of understanding where you want to position yourself in the marketplace, if you want to be high quality, low quality, if you want to make a Lamborghini versus a Camry, a large part of that is what is your pricing strategy. So when you are thinking about price and where you want to go in the market, if you want to build a Lamborghini or a Camry, price is going to have a big impact on how people perceive that. And obviously that's an extreme example, but if you're like selling, let's just say coasters, and you want to have a high quality coaster, well, you're not going to sell that high quality coaster for the same price as a cheap coaster or a low quality coaster. You're going to sell it for a higher price, even if it costs the same to make as a lower quality coaster. And that is going to give people a perception that that coaster is a higher value. And I mean, that was probably a terrible example because you might think of roller coaster or what, but I was talking about like coasters like you put your drink on because I have a coaster right in front of me. So the three things that price changes is demand, supply, and perception of value. Now is the good part. What should your goal be when you're setting prices if it's not revenue? That's crazy. Shouldn't you be growing revenue? Yeah, you should, but that shouldn't be your main focus. Have you figured out what it is yet? Your main focus when setting prices is to increase profits. Remember, the formula for profits is revenue minus cost equals profits. You don't care about selling the most in your industry. You don't care about that Tesla 3 revenue benchmark of having the most Tesla 3 sold in the quarter. You want to be the most profitable business. That Tesla 3 might cost more than it is selling for. What does that mean? That means you're losing money. Now, Tesla in this quarter actually reported making money for, I think, the third time in its existence. Yeah, that company wouldn't exist without our tax dollars. But do you see the point? And that goes back to our pricing strategy too, and our understanding of price is you need to be able to supply a product at a price where you are going to be making the most profit. Now, there's advanced theories that if you want to get into this in more of a detail, where you talk about marginal costs, marginal revenue, and marginal profits, and the idea is there is going to be a point where you start selling and you're losing or you're making less margin, you're making a less profit margin than you sold the previous unit. And it's super complicated. I don't want to get into that. That's for another show. But just know this, that if your goal is to maximize profit and not revenue, you're going to be okay. I would rather be the second biggest company by sales in an industry, but be the most profitable than to be the one with the most sales, but not as profitable as the other companies. So remember this, when you're rolling out a product, when you're starting a business and you're thinking about price, you need to be thinking about the implications on demand of how many people are going to want to buy your product. Because your focus is profit and not revenue, it's okay not to have the most sales, to not have the most revenues, but you want to get the most profit. So adjust your prices with that in mind. And also have in mind when you're setting your prices that where you set your price in relation to other products in the similar industry is gonna give a perception of value. So you need to play around with that, figure that out, and really think through that. Because like I said, setting prices is one of the most difficult things to do in business. It's very theoretical and it's very practical and tangible at the same time because that's how you make your money. So I'm sorry I can't tell you for this business set your price at this, or if this quality set your price at this, but if you have this understanding, this grasp and how pricing works, this will lead you to the right answer. And it might take some experimenting, playing around with. I guess the last thing I'll say about this is it's always easier to lower prices than raise prices. So if you are confident about a price, mark it up just a little bit more and see if it sells at that point. And if not, you can always discount it. There might be some implications with that, but for me, it's always easier to lower a price than to raise a price. So I hope that helps. If you have any questions or comments about this, or if you want, just on a side note that's beyond the show, to get into a little more detail about like marginal profit or anything like that in economics, be more than happy to talk to you about it. Hopefully I can explain it through email or a direct message of some kind. Maybe I'll send a lot of pictures. But feel free to reach out to me, How to Build a Tent, on the social media sites. MattHowToBuildATent.com is the email. Please share the show with a friend. If this is blessing you, share with someone that can be blessed by the show as well. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless.